This is Radio Boston. I'm Jamie Bologna. General Electric's light has gotten a little dimmer today. Noted accounting expert and Wall Street whistleblower Harry Markopoulos released a report alleging GE covered up just how dire its financial problems are, maybe to the tune of billions of dollars.
I think an icon of American business has been General Electric since 1909. That's a long time. And all it takes is one or two or three bad CEOs and cooked books to end a legacy and turn that into a legacy of, instead of fame, to shame.
WBUR senior investigative reporter Beth Healy spoke with Markopoulos and has been following the story, and she joins us now. Hello, Beth.
Hi there.
So tell us more about what this report found.
So in this 175-page report that Markopoulos posted online today, he alleges all kinds of accounting problems at General Electric, especially in two different parts of the company, the insurance group and its Baker Hughes Oil and Gas group.
And so give us a little more detail on that. Just how deep are these problems in the insurance unit and the oil and gas group?
Well, he's claiming that this could be multi-billion dollar hit to GE in terms of cash. For instance, that they need to put another $18.5 billion in reserves into their long-term care insurance group, something a lot of people might not even have known GE was in that business.
Yeah. So just how big of a trouble is this to GE?
Well, Markopoulos is claiming that this could be as much as $38 billion hit to GE, but that could possibly be overstating the situation. But GE is already under investigation by the SEC and the Department of Justice around some of its accounting practices. And so here you've got him coming with new areas that he believes they're understating their financial problems.
And actually, we have a little bit of tape here of him talking about just how dire the situation could be at GE.
GE has no cash. That's why they scaled back their plans. If you'll notice, they're selling their headquarters building. That's how desperate they need cash. Instead of putting in the amount of employees they promised the state, they're putting in only a percentage of those employees. This is a company in dire financial straits.
Dire financial straits. How did he uncover these dire financial straits?
So he and a group of forensic accountants and people from the insurance industry that he pulled together into a special group spent about the last 7 months looking into these issues. And they looked at public records and insurance filings and some quite complicated documents.
Deep dive into the documents.
Exactly, to really pull apart GE's finances.
And what is GE saying in response to these allegations from Markopoulos?
So GE denies them completely. They say Markopoulos has never contacted them, has never spoken with them, doesn't know enough about their company to be making such serious allegations, and they stand by their accounting practices.
So one of the things that we've been seeing is that he says this could be the biggest insurance fraud case in the past 9 years, maybe even bigger than Enron. Is that possible given the numbers here, given what he's uncovered?
Well, it's hard to know about whether it's the biggest insurance fraud in the past 9 years, but this is a person who has a serious record of discovering wrongdoing in the numbers.
So he's a credible player here, is what?
Exactly. Markopoulos is the guy who tried to let the SEC know about Madoff years before the SEC was really taking it seriously. He's someone who went after State Street Bank and Mellon Bank for foreign currency problems, hundreds of millions of dollars that went back to investors. He also took on the MBTA pension fund.
Successfully so?
So in a couple of in the pension fund case, the pension disputed his findings. However, they have had to make changes in the pension fund, and they're going to be moving forward to invest more of their money with the state.
But in this case, in the GE case, Markopoulos has a financial stake. And I should also say, Beth, that I do as well. I own a whopping 3 shares of GE stock, which are worth like $24. But I'm sure whatever stake he has is much higher than that. He's working with a hedge fund that's poised to benefit from GE stock declining. Is that typical for an investigation into a company like this?
So it's not. And this is a departure for Markopoulos himself. He claims that he did this because he wants to make money, because being an SEC whistleblower doesn't necessarily pay off. It can take years for those cases to come through and for him to get the money that he would expect to earn for blowing the whistle on people. So he went ahead and did this. He is getting criticism for that because people wonder, well, are you putting a hedge fund ahead of regular investors here?
And we heard at the top there him describing the long storied history of General Electric, and that's a story that's maybe well known to folks here in Massachusetts. It's an iconic American company. Thomas Edison, a huge presence at one point in Pittsfield, NBC, Jack Welch, and of course that big announcement in 2016 that they were moving their headquarters to Boston from Connecticut. So how does all of this latest report impact the health of the company overall?
Well, this is something that investors absolutely worry about, and they worry about whether they're getting the truth from Wall Street and from these companies. I spoke with Peter Cohen. He's a lecturer of strategy at Babson College and also an investor in General Electric stock. And he's somewhat skeptical about Markopoulos' report, but he's also worried.
If you know everything is wrong and all the numbers are overstated and the whole thing is fraud, then I think investors are going to lose confidence and lenders are going to lose confidence and the company could be in some serious trouble.
So, Beth, I want to ask you about maybe this crisis of confidence that Peter Cohen is talking about there, because it seems like every couple of years there's a new sort of corporate fraud case, Enron, WorldCom, Tyco, Madoff, as we talked about, the whole 2008 financial crisis. We've had Sarbanes-Oxley and Frank Dodd and other actions. So is there a bit of a crisis of confidence in Wall Street right now?
Well, CEOs still have to sign off on their numbers, and companies still have to be held to account for the numbers that they're putting out there. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going to happen next here is that he's going to Markopoulos filed his report with the Securities and Exchange Commission and with the Department of Justice, and they're going to be looking into his claims now as well.
Got it. And, of course, I said Frank Dodd there. I meant Dodd Frank, but put Barney Frank first. So Beth, you're going to stay on this story and you'll be following it to see what happens with the SEC.
Yes, I will.
All right. WBUR senior investigative reporter Beth Healy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more Radio Boston after a short break. I'm Jamie Bologna, and this is Radio Boston.